Right, I've been joined on the phone now by Simon Lowe from the Hope Foundation. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Tell me something, Simon. What is the Hope Foundation?
The Hope Foundation for Street Children is a charity that began actually back in, the UK, Hope UK, as it's more affectionately known, is started in 1999. The Irish original Hope Foundation began 27 years ago in 1999. And the Hope Foundation UK has its 20th anniversary next year.
Right.
It is a charity that focuses primarily on improving the quality of life for the thousands of marginalized, street-connected and slum-dwelling children around the communities in Kolkata, India.
Right. Were saying?
Yeah, there's a wide range of projects that it's involved with. And actually, since 1999, 3.3 million individuals have been accessed essential health care. 17,000 children have been protected from abuse and neglect. It's extraordinary. 11,000 young children have been engaged in vocational training, livelihood skills, income-generating programs. And then a large number of children, too, are in Hope homes where they have effectively found families and friends and have a much more rich life.
And you have an event coming up on the 1st of August, I believe?
Correct. On the 1st of August and into the morning of the 2nd, there is what's known as the Yoga Garden Party. This is the 10th Yoga Garden Party that I've been involved with organizing, three of which were online during the pandemic period. And they are gatherings of teachers who volunteer their teaching. And we invite as many yoga students, and you don't actually have to have practiced yoga before, to come and enjoy what we have. And the event on the 1st of August at Castle Ashby, the Falcon at Castle Ashby, is, I think, as far as I'm aware, I've been teaching for 35 years, and it's the biggest yoga event that's ever happened in the UK. We've got 21 of the UK's finest yoga teachers, and one very well-known teacher and her husband, Sarah Powers, and Ty Powers, coming from America for the event.
So all these people are coming to the UK, to Castle Ashby, to take part in this garden party, so to speak.
There's all of the, apart from Sarah and Ty Powers, all of the other teachers are UK-based. And all of them I've invited, and they're coming on a voluntary basis to each share a class. And it's open to absolutely everybody who would love to come and enjoy some yoga, some community, enjoy actually the estate, which is stunning, as you're probably aware from as you're in that area. And therapy is available, forest bathing, and importantly, also kids' yoga classes. And I think that's, given that this is a charity focused towards children, it was essential to me and to Hope that we had children's yoga classes available during the day as well.
So people are coming along. Are they being sponsored for the amount of time they're doing the yoga, or is there a fee for them to pay to help you raise money for the charity?
Yeah, there's an entrance fee of £12 per person, half of that for children. And then they simply pay per class that they wish to join.
Right.
And 100% of the proceeds and I repeat, 100% of the proceeds from the classes goes to the Hope Foundation.
Okay. So hopefully you're going to get lots and lots of people turning up. But what time does it start?
Best time is, well, the classes go on from the earliest, I think it's 10:30, and then they continue throughout the day up until 6 p.m. And people can join at any time they like, up after 10 a.m. There's plenty of parking, and there's massive areas for, there's a great picnic area, lots of places to sit both indoors and outdoors. So in the possibility of rain, there's plenty of indoor space as well.
Okay. And do they need to book a class?
Yes.
Or can they just turn up?
Booking up front is requested. It is possible to come on the day, but of course the possibility that many of the classes might be full by then from advanced booking is something to be registered. If anybody wishes to find out more information about the event, they can go to the website, which is theyogagardenparty.com, and everything that's happening is listed there. You can book your classes from there, having booked your entrance fee. And then just to be aware as well that on the Sunday morning, I'll be teaching another class in the morning, which is we'll have a basket for donation only. So that's an amount of your choice.
And is there a class for beginners, so that, I mean, people who've not done yoga before, is there a specific one so that they're not being left out by joining a group that could be quite experienced?
Yes, we've absolutely orientated all of the classes to be open to all levels. Inevitably, some teachers will be teaching a little more dynamically perhaps than others, but there's a wide range of classes that would absolutely be accessible to beginners and newcomers to yoga. And I think you'll find that the website explains each individual class. And it's not just an asana or movement practice classes. There's chanting, there's philosophy, there's relaxation, qigong. There's a wide range of activities, yes.
And that website again?
Is theyogagardenparty.com.
Thank you very much, Simon, for coming on and telling us about this.
I really appreciate you helping to make this event more widely known. It's going to be very special.
Thank you.